It's a crowded field in the race for the Democratic nomination for Michigan's Secretary of State. Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram and Deputy Secretary Agogo Adevie are already in the mix. And now another entrant, Susanna Shkreli, has joined. She's a former Deputy Legal Counsel for Governor Gretchen Whitmer and recently stepped down as Michigan Lottery Commissioner. She tells WDET's Russ McNamara why she's running.
There is so much on the line. I believe that our democracy is at stake. My parents came to this country as children to escape an authoritative government. They fled the former Yugoslavia. And really, it's unthinkable that those same dangers that they fled from have taken root right here at home. And from my work securing convictions against child predators and murderers as an assistant prosecutor in Macomb to serving in Governor Whitmer's cabinet as Michigan's child advocate, and before that as the governor's deputy legal counsel, I know I have the track record and toughness to make sure this office stays in Democratic hands and to take on those extremists who would try to mess with our elections and silence our voices. But I also know that this job has the opportunity to make working people's lives a little bit better and more convenient. I grew up working in my parents' restaurant as a child. I learned great customer service early on in my life, and I've taken those lessons to every single position I've had. And I want to use this job to make Michiganders' life a little bit easier, from implementing a digital driver's license to working towards faster election results to special walk-in hours for seniors. This job can protect Michiganders' fundamental right to vote, but also make the lives of Michiganders more convenient, too.
You've got some work, long work, in the prosecutor's office, Macomb County Prosecutor's Office. Why not run for Attorney General, which is also up this year?
So, to be quite frankly, speak quite frankly with you, this position requires somebody who has taken on tough fights to protect those who don't have voices, or those, in this instance, whose voices are trying to be silenced. And that's what we've seen with the rising extremism across our state and our country. And we need to make sure that we have somebody who can defend the Constitution and defend people's rights, which is what I've done in the past. I liken this office as well. When you're a prosecutor, you go to district court. I liken this office to the people's office because, you know, everybody has to get a license and register their car. And so this is the people's office as well. And I want to bring my customer service background to make the lives of Michiganders better.
Do you have any election administration experience down the line?
You know, when I served in Governor Whitmer's office, I was a deputy legal counsel. And I've worked on a variety of issues while I was there. I've volunteered elections in the past. I've worked polls in the past. But also, I worked hand in hand with the Secretary of State's office December 14th of 2020 to deliver the meeting of the electors. And, you know, that day, the Michigan State Police had flooded the Capitol because of the threats that we received. We did not know what to expect that day. And you had the electors, the fake electors, try to come into the Capitol to deliver those electoral votes. And because of our preparation with Michigan State Police and because of our preparation with the Secretary of State's office, we were able to, complete the governor's constitutional requirement and deliver those electoral votes. And that memory is seared in my brain because of the rising level of extremism that we're seeing against government workers, poll workers, and election workers.
Yeah, every single year it seems like there's some sort of new test towards Michigan elections. Like, how do you see that? Do you see this as a purely partisan thing where it's just coming from one side?
I think that there's rising extremism happening, and Americans and Michiganders of goodwill all need to step up and call a spade when we're seeing that. And I have to say, Secretary Benson has done such a wonderful job, and who knows where we would have been in 2020 if she wasn't in that position. So I'm ready to continue that work forward. You know, I've been talking to political leaders throughout the state, and I hope to seek the endorsement of them. But the truth is that this nomination will be one at the grassroots level, and that's what I'm focused on over the next several months. I'm running for this office because I know that I'm the best candidate to win the convention as well as win the general. Just in 24 hours, we earned $200,000, which is the most that any Secretary of State candidate has raised in 24 hours, which is more than some candidates in this race have raised for the last, 10, 11 months since they've been running. So it's a sign of enthusiasm. It's a sign of excitement. And we're ready to carry forward because we're going to need somebody to stand up to the extremists that are trying to silence our voices. And that person, I believe, should be me.
Where's the money coming from? Is this, are we talking large money donations or a lot of individual donors?
We have donations from Michiganders across the state. We're really excited about the enthusiasm. We expect this just to be the beginning.
And I have to ask about the restaurant. What was your parents' restaurant?
I grew up in my parents' restaurant. They had several in the Waterford area, but they still own and operate Copperstones of Waterford. And every time I go there, I still help out. If I see somebody waiting too long, I got to get up and get them a coffee or water and try to help out as much as I can.